We continue with Surah Ash-Shura, verse number 39 onwards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His chosen servants, and He mentions a unique quality, that there are those who, when they are violated, when there is an attack against them, then they retaliate. So, some of the ulama said that there are two situations. When a person is remorseful after having transgressed, then it's better to forgive the person. But if one is stubborn and insistent upon transgression, then it's better to take revenge. That is one explanation. Other ulama say that, like Mu'ashab al-Itani, rahimahullah, said that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned two qualities particularly to the true, sincere and virtuous believers. And the verse emphasized on forgiving tells us that the sincere believers are not overcome by anger. Rather, kindness and generosity remain dominant in their temperament, because of which they forgive the ones who commit excesses against them. And the verse that refers to revenge, we are told that it is a particular quality of those virtuous people that if at any time their heart is inclined to take revenge of injustice, they do so. They do not exceed the equitable limits, although to forgive is better. So if you want to take revenge, then you can take revenge, and it's better not to take revenge. But if you do take revenge, then you need to be careful to remain within the limit. And the tables get turned very quickly. Take for instance that story now that we're dealing with in the news, where the lady made the first advance on the Molana, and he responded, but his response may have been somewhat more stronger, and people kept him back. So because his response was stronger, he now gets put in a bad light. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةُ مِثْلُهَا, the retaliation of an evil is an evil like it. فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُ عَلَى, then whoever pardons and reconciles, his reward lies with Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ, Allah does not like the sinners. So under no circumstances is oppression and transgression liked by Allah. The best attribute is for a person to pardon whatever retaliation he can, and this is provided that the matter can be set right through this pardoning. Whoever retaliates after being oppressed, then on such too there is no reproach. If the oppressed wants to take revenge from the oppressor, there is no reproach and no sin on the former. Obviously, it is better and more meritorious to pardon, but if you take reproach within the limits, then you win within your right. إنما السبيل على الذين يظلمون الناس ويبغون في الأرض بغير الحق. Reproach is only against those who oppress people. In other words, they are the ones who start the oppression, or when retaliating they go beyond the oppressor, what the oppressor deserves. أولئك لهم عذاب أليم, for them is a painful punishment. ولمن صبر وغفر إن ذلك لمن عزم الأمور. However, whoever endures with fortitude and forgiveness, surely these are acts of courage. To swallow your anger and to forgive the oppressor by bearing his aggression, acts of great courage and determination. It is stated in the hadith that when an oppressed person forgives his oppressor solely for the sake of Allah, then it is certain that Allah will increase the honor of the oppressed person and help him. So by you forgiving the person who has violated your rights, it increases your position by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يُضْلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُمْ يُوَلِيٌّ مِّن بَعْدِهِ, he whom Allah lets go astray has no protector apart from him. It's only through the predisposition, the taqdeer, and the guidance of Allah that a person can acquire the lofty qualities of justice, equity and patience and forgiveness. And if he does not show us the way to those noble qualities, who is there who will hold our hands and remove us from the pits of moral depravity and humiliation? It's Allah's kindness. وَتَرَى الظَّالِمِينَ لَمَّا رَأَوْا الْعَذَابَ يَقُولُونَ هَلْ إِلَى مَرَدٍ مِّن سَبِيلٍ, and at the time when the oppressors will see the punishment, they will say, is there any way of going back? Is there any way whatsoever whereby we can return to the world? On this occasion, they will say that if we go back to the world, we will do much good deeds and we will be better people. وَتَرَاهُمْ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا خَاشِعِينَ مِنَ الظُّلِّ يَنْظُرُونَ مِنْ طَرْفٍ خَفِيٍّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will see them brought before the fire with their eyes lowered out of shame. Picture the scene where these sinners, the oppressors, will be brought before the fire with their eyes lowered out of shame, looking with a stealing glass, meaning like stealing a glance, looking in the corner of the eye, just like a terrified criminal. They will look with lowered eyes out of fear, humiliation and remorse. They'll not be able to look at anyone straight in the eye. وقال الذين آمنوا إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة. Those who are believers will say, surely the true losers are those who lost their selves and their families on the day of resurrection. These wretched people have also taken their families and houses and taken them all and destroyed them together with themselves and ruined everything. أَلَا إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ فِي عَذَابٍ مُقِيمٍ. The sinners will fall into a perpetual punishment. They will remain in a perpetual punishment. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُم مِّنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ يَنصُرُونَهُم مِّنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. They have no protectors whatsoever who could save them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be no one to help these people. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِّنْ سَبِيلٍ. And he who Allah causes to go astray, there is no way for him. Allah neither guided them in this world nor rescued them in the year after. So Allah allowed them to go astray, and when that is the case, then there is no one that can help them. Istajibu li rabbikum. Follow the command of your sustainer. Istajibu li rabbikum. Follow the command of your sustainer. Istajibu li rabbikum. Min qabli an ya'tiya yawmun la maradda lahu min Allah. Follow the command of your sustainer before there comes that day in which there is no turning back from Allah. Before that day comes when there is no turning back from Allah, on that day the punishment will not be delayed for a millisecond, not even one moment. مَا لَكُم مِّن مَلْجَئٍ يَوْمَئِذِ وَمَا لَكُم مِّن نَكِيرٍ. You will have no refuge on that day, nor will you find anyone to deny on your behalf. In other words, there will be no benefit in denying anything. Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah says that you will find no occasion where you will not be recognized. You will always be recognized, and you will not be able to deny your identity as a sinner. You know, you say, no, it wasn't me. No, I didn't say that. No, you mistaken. You misheard what I said. We took it out of context. That's what we can say in this world. No, the words were taken out of context. There will be no taken out of context. This is the context. There's no way to deny the context or make any story about context. That won't help you in any way. فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying that, O Nabi of Allah, but if they turn away, we do not send you as a guardian over them. إِنْ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ. Your only responsibility is to convey the message. You cannot enforce them or force them to accept. Your responsibility is to convey the message of Allah. And once you've done that, you have fulfilled your responsibility. If they do not accept, then let them burn in the fire of Jahannam. فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. If they turn away, then we have not sent you as a supervisor of them. You are not responsible over what they are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. Allah has everything under His control. And it is for that reason that you should not become sad at that. وَإِنَّا إِذَا أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً فَرِحَ بِهَا. And when we make man taste our mercy, then he becomes very, very happy with it. وَإِنْ تُصِبُهُمْ سَيَّةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. make him taste misery, afflicts him because of what he earned, then man is extremely ungrateful. In other words, you should not become depressed by turning away. Man's nature is such that if Allah showers him with bounties and favors, he becomes proud and arrogant. And no sooner misery afflicts him, he forgets all the bounties of Allah and becomes so ungrateful as though he never experienced a single bounty. In short, whether it is a state of prosperity and comfort or a state of poverty and hardship, man does not remain within the limits. However, the hallmark of the devoted believers is that they exercise patience during times of hardship. They are grateful to the true benefactor Allah. And during times of prosperity, they never forget the bounties and the favors of Allah under any circumstances whatsoever. May Allah grant us the understanding.